Hello and welcome to the very first Full Force Newsburst, brought to you by GeneralsJoes.com, with me as your host, Chris Newsburst McLeod, aka Diagnostic 80. We have decided to revamp our current format in order to stay on top of the news and to shorten the length of our regular show. I didn't even think of that. Expect more of these videos to pop up as the news happens from now on. Joining me today to discuss a few major topics are the general of all the Joes, Justin Starburst Bell, Vitruvian of all the hacks, Eric My Pants Just Burst Aranya, and Andrew Spurts News Franks. I almost forgot your surname.
No, I
just forgot your surname. That's staying in as well.
I'm just calling you Spurts from now on.
Total of all the retaliations, Brian Burst Hickey, the writer of all the words, Paddy New Spurts Lennon, and the Dave with all the trees, Dave all the New Spurts Tree. So without further ado,
you say spurt a few more times.
Spurts. So without spurter ado, let's get stuck into our first news spurts, burst, which is about New York Toy Fair. So, before Toy Fair even kicked off, we were treated to the news that Whatnot Toys, by the way, I love that name, Dave, don't you, would be releasing a range of stylized vinyl G.I. Joe figures and vehicles, much like that of the recent Loyal Subjects product. When I heard about this first, I thought Dave was trolling the internet. I thought he'd set up this company just to do this. Of course, the Loyal Subjects didn't get as far as creating the vehicles, but we did see prototypes and samples of what they had planned, which, of course, won't be happening now. Whatnot Toys have shown a range of characters as single bagged figures, with all the usual suspects in there, and a few cute vehicles including a Hiss Tank, Vamp and the Fang. This new line wasn't exactly groundbreaking for the license, and did have an element of the fandom complaining about the lack of action figures at this current time. But what do we think about this, guys? Let's start with Eric and Andrew, who are joining us all the way from Boss Fight HQ.
You go ahead.
Pass the buck.
I wasn't a huge fan of the stylization that Loyal Subjects was doing overall. That said, I'm not against the product or anything like that. I do think it's kind of fun. I think these are much cuter at this slightly smaller scale.
Yeah.
I think lends a little bit more to them being in that style to begin with. Are the vehicles exactly like the ones the Loyal Subjects?
They're close, aren't they? Yeah.
The Loyal Subjects, I want to say they had the tower.
Yeah, the checkpoint, wasn't it? Or was it the earlier one, the kind of green one?
Yeah.
The watchtower, yeah.
Thank you. I keep calling that the checkpoint, like a head, but yeah, carry on, sorry.
Whatever. Tiny playset. Anyway, yeah, they're pretty close. I would say that the vehicles are a little chibbier and a little cuter.
Yeah.
On these... And I agree with you. I think these are cute. The vacant eyes bother me.
I know. That's weird, isn't it?
Yeah.
Alien eyes.
Yeah. And I want to say I believe they're going to be offering the figures at two different scales. So and that hasn't been entirely clear, like,
yeah,
which figures in which scale. So you may not necessarily be able to get, like, all the figures at the scale that fits in the vehicles.
Sure. Oh, that's weird.
Yeah, that's odd.
I didn't realize that was part of this. That's weird.
Justin Bell, can I get your thoughts on this as well? Justin, join us all the way from not Boss Fight HQ, but not far away.
Bell HQ.
From Bellend Tower, Justin Bellocks.
But I feel pretty much the same. I mean, they're fine. They don't really excite me. I bought a few of the Loyal Subjects things. But I mean, this is like the third or fourth reiteration of this kind of style. I mean, they did Mighty Mugs at one point. They've got some Funko Pops still floating around out there. They've got Loyal Subjects who actually did two different types of these same things. They kind of revamped their style for a wave two. And then we've got this one. So at what point do you kind of say, I think that we've probably exhausted all formats and this just might not work.
I feel like we've exhausted all formats with these characters as well.
I was going to say, only if we choose the same characters again.
Exactly. Yes.
Well, Dave, you've chimed in. Let's get you involved. We missed you on Mortal Kombat, so thanks for jumping on. Take us through your thoughts, because I know you're an. Sorry for the guys in the island. We will get to you in a second, but you're just not that important. Dave, go. I'm kidding.
Take that back.
I'm
now.
Kidding. I take it back. We love Brian. Okay, go on,
you
Dave.
You wooed me.
I'm kidding, Paddy. I love you too. I'm actually saving. I'm saving Paddy to the end. But go on, Dave.
My thoughts are a repeat of what I say more or less every single time of that.
Brilliant.
Kudos to someone who's taking on the license, but why do we always go down the same avenue? And it's either too premium, high-end, or just...
garbage.
This.
Sorry,
that was... Because it's not so much garbage, it's just the same thing over and over again. What I would do, it's not for me, but that's not to say that it's a duff thing, but I would totally buy a line of all the vehicles if they did that, because they're quite cool. You know, it's different and it's something that you could display. But like these things, as like Justin said, you've had so many different iterations of like the kind of like sort of super deformed style. The eyes are like they've just been assimilated or something like that. They're just like beyond creepy at this point. And like, no. But like the vehicles, yes.
Cool. Okay, let's get Brian and Paddy, because obviously they're like the Mape singularity. If we can get your thoughts on this, guys, and then I'll pose you guys another question. Go for it.
They're so cute.
I hate them. That was Brian.
They're cute. They're cute, really cute, but just it's not what I want, and I won't be going in to buy these. That's
miserable git. No, I'm kidding.
The vehicles do look pretty cool, in fairness. They look great. And if I thought, you know, I could get a 3¾-inch action figure into one of those vehicles, maybe.
Yeah, that's a good idea. If they sneakily kind of put vehicles out, but because the figures were so big, like they were basically just G.I. Joe vehicles, that would be great.
You could just snap a figure in half and just put the top end of it in there.
And paint his eyes green.
Yeah,
I just wish they'd make proper G.I. Joe action figures. So I'm going to pass on these. They're cute, really cute, but I'm going to pass on these.
No worries. And let's, last but certainly not least, Paduardo Lennonberry.
There we go. Drum roll, please.
These are actually, you know, Andrew was saying these are like the fifth vinyl version of G.I. Joe figures we've had. These are the sixth because we're all forgetting those Transformers G.I. Joe crossovers ones that are coming out.
Just recently, yeah.
Yeah, just recently announced. So like sixth time to the well for these things. And I have still no interest in buying them.
Oh,
and I don't actually believe that those vehicles are ever going to come out.
Okay.
These things will get one wave out, they'll die in their ass at retail, and then they'll never be heard of again, and the license will be up for renewal in a year's time.
I kind of feel like they're further along with the vehicles on this one. Obviously, we've seen those they're out. They'll probably be out with that first wave of stuff, but I have to agree with you. I can't see it. I mean, Loyal Subjects didn't clear the shelves. I mean, is this going to be a lower price point than Loyal Subjects? Because, I mean, they were quite expensive, weren't they?
I don't know if I've heard the price point, but I would imagine so, at least on the smaller guys. And they look like the figures are a little simpler than Loyal Subjects' second iteration.
Yeah.
So
they were about $12, weren't they? Like
Subjects price point's like $13 now.
Jeez. And for a blind bag as well.
Ooh, that's harsh for a blind bag.
Yeah, I just bought the entire Thundercats set, so let's not do the math on that.
Oh.
The style works surprisingly well for Thundercats and Masters of the Universe.
Yeah.
I think it worked less well for G.I. Joe.
Yeah.
Well, it's so kind of real. It's realistic, isn't it? They're human form, aren't they? Like and like the Thundercats, you kind of expect an exaggerated form.
Yeah,
with He-Man as
well. They're already
like,
stylized.
Yeah,
so
exactly.
Exaggerated to begin with, and it like makes them almost cuter.
It makes them look normal.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Cool. Well, I think let's have a quick round the horn of a thumbs up or thumbs down for these. So we'll start with, as we started before, with Eric.
You want actual horns?
I just want a thumb up. in the middle? It's in the middle. Okay, Andrew. Yeah,
I'm going to say in the middle as well.
Okay. Are you going to? By the way, are you going to be buying these, you two?
I will not.
Okay.
I might because I'm an idiot.
You will because you're an idiot.
Yeah.
Justin.
Thumbs down.
And you will be buying them, right?
Hell no.
Sure, but
oh my god.
How many stars is that? 4? Sorry. That's a G.I. Joe community joke.
Yeah, but all of his reviews are out of 10, so
I really secretly hate everything.
That's the M. Night Shyamalan twist that Justin Bell's going to pull on everyone at the end of the end of all the reviews.
He hated it all along.
Dave, what about you? Thumbs up my b-hole?
I would say halfway.
Halfway up my b-hole. Got you.
So no to the figures, yes to the vehicles.
Okay, and Paddy? No, sorry, Brian. Paddy's last. Brian?
I got to go with halfway, only because they're so cute. I mean, look at that Destro and that Baroness. I mean, they're just gorgeous looking, but I'm not going to buy them.
And Paddy?
I wouldn't buy these things. They offered a free happy ending on every box.
Okay, now, if that is something that you guys are willing to do at Whatnot Toys, I will be thumbing up. But as it is, I'm a bit of a halfway horse on this one. Halfway horse? Speaking of which, we'll be doing a Vitruvian Horse special like further down the line. But for now, we just want to say congratulations, guys, for revealing your recent Vitruvian Horse Kickstarter plans. So good luck with all that.
Yes.
On the horse right now as we record.
Oh, I see. Multitasking. So you're not really paying full attention. I'm a bit upset about that.
Who are you?
Also, we revealed it last year.
Yeah, really. that's
a very good point. So how far away are we from
hopefully it the Kickstarter should start mid to late March.
Brilliant.
That's what we're aiming for. So we're all hard work trying to get it all set up and ready to go live.
Awesome. Can I broadcast the mid to late March thing?
Yeah.
Okay, awesome.
Yeah, I think so.
Fantastic. Well, yeah, good luck with that. And again, we'll be doing a special for that news burst for the Vitruvian Horse, or the Halfway Horse, as I'm going to be calling it. Can we get one called Halfway Horse and just have my head sculpt on it? Because that would be that would sell out, surely.
What makes you think we aren't already doing a horse with your head on it?
No, then I'm the happiest person alive.
Could you have one of the pledge levels called the Shergar pledge level? which might only be a European only joke.
Yes, it will.
But I have no idea what that means.
I think what we need is a Shergar exclusive for the next Roller Rollercoaster.
And or a glue exclusive.
For our American listeners, Shergar is a famous Irish racehorse who was abducted by the IRA and held for ransom. And apparently he died in captivity and never found his body.
Oh, actually, geez. No, they did find Shergar.
Did they?
You can do is that they found that they were raiding some guy's house.
He was stuck up on a
tax dodger, and he was stuffed in a glass case in this
house.
No, really? like a Damien Hirst art piece.
Yeah,
that is insane.
Just Google it, and they found the remains. Well, his stuffed body.
That is amazing. Let's just drop everything and just this is now the Shergar news burst.
That's pretty crazy.
That is crazy. And let's move on to the next Toy Fair subject. And while everyone is frantically googling Shergar,
Shergar.
Shergar. Anyway. Transformers were busy showing off a number of different products, revealing their War for Cybertron line that will take over from Power of the Primes, and a fan vote that actually ends on Friday to see which pair of characters you want to see in the deluxe class range of toys. Whoever you want to win, make sure you hashtag your vote by visiting the official Transformers page on Facebook, finding the related post and commenting with either hashtag Needlenose vs Trax, hashtag Spinister vs Wheeljack, or hashtag Impactor vs Mirage. We'll do the last one because that's my favourite. Who do we want to see win, and what do you think of the Transformers reveals overall? Guys, round the horn, starting with Boss Fight Crew.
Predaking looks good.
Yes.
Abominus looks good.
Did you like Primal?
Primal, they showed Primal. He looks good. You know, I'm having fun with Power of the Primes. I think it's a fun line.
Big time.
I gotta say, I'm a little bit disheartened at the fan vote reveals because most of these guys were literally just done a year or two ago.
Yeah, yeah.
I was really hoping we've had 3 solid years of very much retreading the classic characters in interesting ways. Mm. And I was hoping there would be a little bit more freshness in the next iteration.
Sure.
But it looks like it's just going to be, let's start that retread cycle over again. Like, you may have gotten a Wheeljack 2 years ago, but here's another one. You know?
Yeah.
Is it the same one, though? Because he's got that knife blade bit that you had with the Combiner Wars, hasn't he?
I mean, who knows what they sourced for the artwork? There may not be character designs for these yet. But the fact that they're already looking at doing some of these characters again is disappointing. Impactor's inclusion is cool.
Yeah.
Because he's never really had a toy. He had a new head on those video game...
Oh, yeah, the War for Cybertron ones.
The Combaticons for War for Cybertron, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So I'm excited about that prospect. But the rest of the lineup is really blah. I'm sure when the product comes out, it'll be great, and I'll probably be excited about it.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's too bad they're not going for some... This would at least indicate that the next trilogy...
Yeah, the trilogy, yeah.
The Generations line is not going to have a ton of freshness in it.
I would, I don't know, kind of like in an ideal world, you'd think that the trilogy, Combiner Wars and Power of the Primes, and what was the first one?
Titans Return.
Thank you.
It was actually the second one, right?
Whatever that
Combiner Wars.
Yeah, whatever that kind of trilogy was. You'd think that they would kind of keep everything within that trilogy in terms of like starting point, let's get all the kind of classic characters done. And then by the end of the third kind of part of that trilogy, you'd be getting all of like the fringe characters, you know, and you've got this huge trilogy worth of amazing characters. And I kind of feel like every run, every time in this trilogy, is like a completely new, fresh start, and they're doing more of the same redesigned of the kind of classic characters again. And I know that Prime sells and Bumblebee sells, apparently, but it just seems like it, you know, surely if over that trilogy, that's where you focus on getting from A to B, or A to Z in this case, to get all of your kind of characters done in that trilogy and then start again afresh at the next trilogy. It just feels like they're not rebooting, but inside each trilogy, you're getting completely new builds and new designs and new ways of these things interacting with each other and stuff. I mean, for me, I would like look at the trilogy overall as the one overall toy line. But that hasn't seemed to be the way, has it?
Yeah.
And is that, I mean, that's going to continue, I guess, into the next trilogy, yeah?
It seems that way, yeah.
I have to echo what Andrew said here again. They're dangerously close to coming into the same problem they had with G.I. Joe, which is there's always an Optimus on the shelves and there's always a Megatron on the shelves. And they're repeating the same core 30 to 40 characters again and again. Like, it's been a couple of years since we've had a Wheeljack.
It's been. I can actually put the video of that in now. I'm not putting that in.
We had Wheeljack with Combiner Wars. We had Trax with Combiner Wars. Spinister was done by the club a couple of years ago.
Does that count?
Mirage has had two really decent toys in the last 4 years. So it's the same. I would have liked to have seen a couple of new characters in there. Because, you know, if they're going back to the start of, you know, the War for Cybertron or whatever, they can basically start it off with whoever they want. They don't need to use the same core guys again and again. So I don't know. I'm not hugely excited about it, to be honest.
All I would say is you had a little bit of exploration going into some of the Action Master characters in Titans Returns, and I'd like to see like some more of those, you know, because you never really had those alt modes because they were like, you know, 5 points of articulation Transformer figures. So I think that would be really cool to like kind of go down that route rather than some of this, where you do have Needle Nose and Spinster and Impactor, where they were only really available by the club. This is quite cool to potentially get some form of iteration at a retail release. But fans being fans, it's a foregone conclusion that Impactor will get the most votes. But if this is a bit like the voting for the Titan thing, it means that Spinster versus Wheeljack will actually win.
I suppose there's a bit of a balance. There's a bit of a balance, isn't there, where they have to, when they're thinking of doing these fan votes, they're looking at the entire fandom as one.
Fixed.
If they go really, really obscure, then that hits like, well, actually, Transformers are quite, Transformers fans are quite into the deep depths of all of the history and everything. They do like everything about it. So I think this is one of the fandoms you can get away with doing a fan vote for some really, really obscure characters. And also, it's like a nod to all the fans that are, you know, part of the fandom to say...
Three of those characters are big in the comics.
Yes.
Which have their own very, very tight fandom. So yeah. Needlelose, Spinister, yeah. and Impactor are all kind of fan favorite characters from the comics,
Absolutely,
the AEW comics
yeah.
as well. So it's not as if they're completely unknown.
Well, no, totally. And I think that, no, I'm not saying that this is. I'm saying that what they're doing is I think they feel they have to kind of put in a Mirage or a Trax, or, you know, they have to put in those kind of guys in there just so there are kind of a few casuals that jump on board with the fan vote. But for me, I just want to see great, and in these kind of situations where they're already doing the main characters in like the main line, then great, give the fans the opportunity to like get some really obscure f***ers out there. Sorry, I made more work for myself, but yeah, but that's from my point of view anyway. Awesome. Transformers again, I mean, they are, you always see new stuff from Transformers, and long may it continue.
Do we want to start an argument and say who we voted for?
Yeah, we can do that. Let's go around the horn, whoever wants to divulge that info. I went for Impactor and Mirage.
I voted for Scorponok.
Yes.
I voted for Triptychon. I was the one deciding vote, I think, that
yes.
changed
it. I voted for Triptychon too.
I voted
Get
for
off
Triptychon.
Both of you.
What?
I didn't even buy him in the end, but I voted for him.
You're a true fan there, Paddy. You're a true fan.
Paddy just trolls.
You know, well done.
He forces the vote and then doesn't actually get involved.
Listen, I can't afford €100 for one Transformer, okay? I don't even have any mask toys.
I'm going to customise a potato Triptychon for you. A Triptatate. Triptatacon could work. I'll make a giant potato Triptychon. Anyway.
Optimash Prime.
Who else voted?
Impactor versus Mirage for
good,
me.
Good man. Dave went Needle Nose and Trax. Awesome. Yeah, okay, brilliant. Well, let's move the f*** on. Mattel brought the heat with some of the coolest Jurassic Park / World figures ever made. That's a big claim. I did write this. including what is effectively the G.I. Joe Renegades Coyote truck. That thing is a beast. The figures and dinos look really cool, and I will certainly be going nuts on this line myself. What do you guys think of these figures? Are you impressed with what Mattel have done or attempted here? I mean, what are your thoughts? We'll go around the horn again. We'll start this time in Ireland. That's Paddy and Brian, by the way.
I love this.
Where they actually have dinosaurs.
Yes. Brian's a fan.
That T-Rex. I think that T-Rex is fantastic. And I love how... I mean, I've been looking at a lot of the pictures on Instagram that have come out for this. And that T-Rex is photographed in a way that... It gets that, it lends itself to that very dynamic perspective that kind of ties in with what you see in the movie.
Sort of like the Collector's Club for photography.
Exactly. Yes, yes. No back end shots.
I want to see T-Rex butt, but carry on.
No, I don't know the names of all these dinosaurs. That big underwater dinosaur, the huge one.
Mosasaur,
I don't know what that's called.
Yeah. Mosasaur.
Mosasaur. Yeah. That's, I would see myself picking that up. I'll pick up the large T-Rex and some of the others. I'll have to see them on the shelf just to get a sense of, kind of the scale and then if I want to collect them or not. Definitely some of the vehicles. They look really like the Jeeps and the and the Coyote truck. They look really rugged, really robust. I'd be very interested in picking some of this stuff.
I think the fact I'm going to be calling it the Coyote truck as well from now on, and I think Mattel are going to be really pissed off with that. As are probably Hasbro and the G.I. Joe brand holders, but love them. I think they're great. I'm going to be going all in for the 3¾ stuff, like totally, or 4-inch. Anyone else interested in these?
I have to say I'm very impressed with what Mattel did with these overall. I won't be going in for them, but I can admire the as a brand and as a toy line, they really did a remarkable job at there's representation of all the characters, and the 4-inch figures are pretty decent. They're not 5-point articulated. They're not super articulated either. They're somewhere in the middle, which is perfect for a kid's line. And I love that, the dinosaurs, especially that one T-Rex that comes apart. The Academy one, that's like so freaking cool.
Yeah.
And of course, my favorite thing from the last Jurassic Park movie, and it's getting a toy in this, is the transparent sphere vehicles that they have.
Yeah.
Which, like, there's a few of them in there, and I just, like, I look at those, I'm like, those are really tempting to buy just to have one.
Because Gladiator's Atlas spheres kind of thing. Yeah.
But I am very impressed with it, especially with the one T-Rex that comes apart is just fantastic.
Was that a fire engine going past, or did someone just shut down?
No, that was a fire engine behind us. our office is on fire right now.
Oh, brilliant.
But we want to finish the podcast before we evacuate.
Well, you've got a few more minutes.
I thought that was Andrew powering down.
Mattel, Jurassic World. Why am I doing this? I hate you all. Awesome. Well, yeah, I'm loving these. Can't wait to jump on them. Not jump on them because that'll break. But you know what I mean. Next up, we have... Following, hot on the heels of our awesome Street Fighter-themed podcast, Hasbro clearly thought it would be a good idea to use the popularity of our show and piggyback that surge of interest by revealing their new Marvel vs. Capcom figures. That's how it worked, right? I'm sure that's the case. Right, Daryl? Anyway,
yes.
we finally have a Ryu at the 4-inch modern scale, and that is just awesome. The figures look great, and I personally can't wait to grab these. How do we feel about these then, guys? And would we like to see an entire kind of a sneaky kind of G.I. Joe homage Street Fighter 2 line of these figures kind of come out?
I will probably buy this. This is probably one of the few things I saw at Toy Fair that I actually am definitely going to buy. I know he's not amazing looking.
Oh, but, he is.
He's okay, but just to buy, have a Ryu figure in the right scale, right size and stuff, I'll definitely be picking him up.
How many potatoes do you give him, Patty?
Out of potatoes, well, I'm a Ryu apologist, like Justin is. So I'm going to give
stars.
Him 5 potatoes.
that's how we're going to do our reviews from now on, Patty, is out of potatoes. That is genius. I can't wait for all of the images that are going to be on this video, by the way. It's just going to be brilliant. Paddy gives him 5 potatoes.
I want to, with Ryu, I want to get him 2 action figure-sized mobile phones to put in each hand. Because it looks like he's texting or something like that. It'd be like,
with the thumb.
It could be like Ryu 2 phones. Like going, hang on a second, mate. All right, all right, I'll meet you there. All
Chrissy
right,
2 phones.
Oh. Yeah, Chrissy 2 phones, he's back.
He's crying out for alternative hands with clenched fists.
No, he's not. He's perfect. He's got arthritis. And like,
perfect.
Maybe he does have alternative hands because that's just so he can do the Hadouken pose, isn't it?
Yeah, he's got the carpal tunnel brace.
he's been f***ing with both hands furiously. Then, by the look of it,
I have to say I don't hate the figure.
You
in
just
any
hate
way,
the game.
I think it's cool that they're doing it. I am a little disappointed that at least the upper body is Marvel Universe figure.
Is it?
Yeah,
Which one?
The underneath the vest. And the Marvel Universe figures tend to be a little floppy and their hips don't always work because of the materials that they chose.
Right.
Your hips don't always work here.
His hips don't lie. Hang on, I'm trying to get Eric into Shakira. It will work.
Yeah, I've been trying to get into Shakira for a while too. It never seems to work.
She wolf.
The restraining order stop from ever happening. From a sculpt standpoint and a toy designer standpoint, I feel like the ankles on him are a little chunky and inelegant.
How dare you?
Your ankles are chunky and inelegant.
<I'll>... Burn.
Overall, I think it's cool that they're doing it, and I hope they do more than just...
Yeah. Than just Ryu. Well, I think Ken is on the cards,
isn't he?
Probably
guaranteed, yeah. Just do a repaint of him.
Looks like them. Akuma, yeah.
Akuma Matata. Yeah, he's going to be on there, definitely.
With his pearl necklace.
have you guys played Marvel vs. Capcom? Because I've actually just got is it Infinite or something like that, the game?
I haven't played since the old ones.
Not the current iteration. I know the styling's changed a little bit in the recent games.
Yeah, I'll put some screens grabs of the actual game in motion because it is actually pretty intense and pretty incredible. But yeah, it's pretty crazy.
I don't love the fact that these are kind of one-off items.
Yeah.
Like they did the Mega Man and Iron Man, that's and right. then this is yeah. like a year later, like number two.
Do we know who he's coming with?
I'm guessing Black Widow.
I think Black Widow, but there's a bunch of them, isn't there? There's like I think I've seen three 2-packs. But,
oh, okay, they aren't okay.
But I didn't actually know what the other characters were because I think they were from all sorts of iterations of Capcom and Marvel. But yeah. Again, we can flash up the actual official stuff on the video, completely contradicting what we're saying here. But so there will be I think there's a few here, but again, I don't know if it's going to be. Yeah. I suppose it's based on sales, isn't it? I suppose if they do well,
yeah.
then and I can see these doing well because they appeal obviously to the Marvel community, to the gaming community. Street Fighter has always been like a no brainer in terms of merchandise and figure sales and stuff. So I think they'll be okay.
The other thing is, I want to say there's probably 19 or 20 different Street Fighter product lines
from
every different company running concurrently.
Yeah.
And I know that licensing has changed over the last few years where there's basically no exclusivity.
Yeah.
But it's ridiculous.
I have to agree with that. I mean, just look at the G.I. Joe license, how that's kind of pimped out quite often as well. And not in the way that we want to see it pimped out, yeah. You know? Did everyone just cry and die and leave then?
Yes.
Way to bring down the house.
Way to ruin everything, McLeod. Okay, yeah. Well, Street Fighter... I can't wait for
Hasbro.
These. Anyway, I can't wait for these. Looking forward to that Ryu in hand. Let's move on. One of the most controversial shocks of Toy Fair had to be Hasbro's HasLab reveal. The crowdfunding project will see them create the amazing Jabba's sail barge for the 4-inch scale figures, but it will require customers to pony up $500 for this epic 4-foot-long pre-order, and if Hasbro can get 5,000 Star Wars fans to do so, it will get made. So with 41 days to go, they are sitting at around the 1600 mark, so there's still a lot of movement to go before we see this insane thing made and released in the vintage packaging. It begs the question for Joe fans, will they do this for certain G.I. Joe product? There's a few online conversations and surveys making the rounds asking Joe fans what they would like to see, if anything, so let's get straight into that right now. First off, it's always the way, when something happens in a different toy line, that you know, Joe fans jump on it immediately. If there's any opportunity to shout flag at the top of their voice, it will be taken. Now, let me just kind of, I mean, you know, I think we're all going to be very similar in our feelings towards this. And again, let's start with the Irish contingent and see what their thoughts are with this HasLab scenario. Do you think this will be successful first and foremost for the Star Wars crew?
It's a big goal. I mean, 5,000 buyers. That's a pretty pretty big milestone to hit.
Yeah.
But if they do pull that off, I've no doubt that there's a really nice profit margin in that for Hasbro. You know, that's $2.5 million revenue.
Jeez.
And if they make that happen, you know, there's bound to be a nice profit margin in there, and they will definitely consider this route for other products. Now, whether they roll it out to G.I. Joe or not, I don't know. But from Hasbro's point of view, this is a risk-free scenario. They can put a concept out there. If they don't get the market first, then they don't have to pony up the dough to produce it. If they do get the buyers, great. They're going to make the $2.5 million, build a product, sell it to the 5,000 backers. Maybe they'll have some extra product that they can distribute to other retail channels. Either way, they're going to be sitting pretty. And if that happens, they're going to consider this for other product for sure. So I actually hope they pull this off and make this happen. I'm probably not going to go in for this particular item myself, but I absolutely wish them all the best. And I really hope this is a big success for them.
Now, as the devil's advocate part of this Irish contingent...
devil's nadvocate.
I can. There's a couple of things I don't like about this. I don't like them calling it a crowdfunding project. Mm. It's not. It's
pre-sale. It is not. It's a pre-sale with insured MOQ.
Yeah.
Exactly. It's a pre-order where they need to hit a minimum order quantity. Let's call it.
That's not as snazzy in the marketing world, though, is it?
It's not. But so they've just decided to take the sexy language of Kickstarter and apply it to a pre-order.
Yeah.
Which is what this is. There's also the fact that they don't include shipping for this thing in your $500. Now, this thing is 4 foot long and about a foot tall.
Yeah, like even broken down, that's going to be a massive box, isn't
it? That's going to be bigger than any of the things like Crypticon or Formax.
I think shipping is included, Patty. Tax is not, but I believe shipping is.
Okay.
Okay. So,
I will say this. So. Mark Boudreau is the Jack Kirby of toy design.
Yeah.
He is a master.
He did all the Falcons, didn't he?
Making a vehicle break down and fit into the smallest footprint possible.
Awesome.
So if there is any way for this thing to split in the middle, or even if it is like top plate, bottom plate, and like all these other small plates that you assemble.
Yeah.
If there was any way for him to do that, he did it.
Yeah.
Okay. And
so I will say
that it's gonna come in a liquid form.
It's gonna be in an envelope.
Not even padded. Not even a padded envelope. Just a small white card envelope. Done.
Grains of plastic.
It'll be in the smallest box it can be in.
It'll be nanotechnology that builds it for you in front of your very eyes. That would be pretty impressive.
The same as Ant-Man. You're gonna like throw one of those discs at it.
In terms of this, you know, being applicable to G.I. Joe fans, there aren't 5,000 G.I. Joe fans out there with $500.
This was the point I was alluding to.
Well, hang on a second. Wait. 5,000 fans in the US only.
Oh right. Okay.
Because that is the current makeup of.
Yeah, but
of...
there's only 6 of you in the UK, and you're all on the podcast right now.
Guys, just to say, I'm actually I just clicked into kind of to back this project just to see if Justin was correct on the shipping.
You've accidentally bought 5 of them.
Free standard, they're now up to 1,700. Free standard shipping included is in the price. However, the only country you can select on the form, the purchase form, is the United States.
Papua New Guinea.
Oh, gotcha.
So it won't let me select Ireland.
That's why the shipping's free.
It's no shipping, yeah.
We're not actually going to send it to you. We're just going to mail it to some random place.
No, you've got to pick it up. That's what it is. It's like you come and get it. It's massive, and you need a flatbed truck to fucking lug it.
I'm sure even with that, this will succeed and get 5,000 people. Because, you know, at the very least, if they only do make 5,000 of them, this thing will probably go up in value in the aftermarket. So there's going to be a couple of people who buy a couple of them. You know, there's people who buy those massive Lego sets and sit in them for a couple of years and then flip them for a profit once they've been discontinued. So I can see people doing this, essentially scalping these.
Yeah.
But I do not see them hitting those sort of numbers with a G.I. Joe product, any G.I. Joe product.
This is one of those products I can see walking around a convention that just sits at the top shelf of someone's thing at the back, and it's got like a, you know, $650 or $700 price tag on it, and no one is touching it, and it's staying there. Every con you go to, you see the same one up there, the same people have them, and maybe one person buys them, you know, because they bring it down to like, you know, $500 or something. But
over again.
Yeah.
There aren't 5,000 G.I. Joe fans buying the $4 comic.
Yeah, true.
Right.
Yeah.
So it's a no-go for Joe, I don't think.
Even in terms of the G.I. Joe side of this, if you were to, like, you know, if the talk is of the flag, if they're talking about the flag to make something... It there's no way it can be the size, even close to the size it was originally for this to work. Because you're talking about a bigger, much bigger vehicle product with a much smaller fan base attached to it. Mm-hmm. So, you know, they can, you know, it can be fantasized as much as possible. But Hasbro, I don't even think they would even try that as an option.
I would tell you the one product they could possibly do that might fund, but it would have to be a lot cheaper than $500. If they did the Renegades Coyote for $100,
yeah,
at this level, and they could you'd probably get 5,000 pre-orders for that.
I mean, there's a few. I mean,
I don't see any other vehicle that would.
Well, if you think about
the Whale or something.
Yeah, if you think about a few of those mid-range kind of vehicles that haven't seen the light of day in the modern styling. I think there's plenty that they could do with that, but when you don't have a line currently, it just doesn't really make much sense, does it? Or you don't have any kind of, like, I mean, we will be losing the FSS, so you end up kind of like, is there going to be any kind of club, or like, are Hasbro going to do some sort of collector friendly thing from their side of things, or is it just going to be a wait till the movie scenario, in which case we're not going to see some sort of HasLab product for G.I. Joe.
That's the thing, at least at Jabba's Barge there are 3¾-inch figures to buy to populate it.
Not relevant to that.
Not vintage figures, I grant you, but at least you could still use it as a playset for your displaying your current collection.
No one who's going to pay $500 is going to want that if they don't have the things to accompany it, if that makes sense. It's too big.
If you've got $500 to spend on this, you probably have a complete vintage collection already.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
So you're sorted. And you get an extra Jabba in there as well.
A lot of those vintage from the past like decade are worth a lot of money now. Mm. It's not easy to get them. I just sold most of my collection of them, and some of those figures were fetching $150.
Damn.
Like anything from like the Legacy onwards, from about 2009, yeah. some of those figures, up until like the first release of the Black Series figures, you know, are. Yeah.
So what you're saying?
Coincidence? Oh no! Wait! Don't beat me. Coincidence? Isn't that what you guys worked on?
Might also be right around when we left.
Yeah. So not only were those, because I actually said this earlier, I did a video for Fanthatrax, and that the fact that they're bringing back the vintage collection line, which I have this huge love-hate relationship with it, because you sold so much of that product, but nobody bought it for the action figure, and they were the best products that have ever been produced within the style. They so just that you were buying it for that f-ing picture and on the packaging, you know, it was literally like that. That's all they were buying and not appreciating the figure. So when it changed over to Black Series, I was like, this is really good, because it's actually putting the focus back on the figure. The toy, rather than like this bit of f-ing cardboard. And then they've changed it all. But like when there was the whole hoo-ha of like it going to 5-point articulation, if they just stuck those things on a with a vintage God, branding yeah. and a grainy picture, they wouldn't f-ing know, because they'll just be buying the shit out of that stuff, because they're just idiots. Sorry.
Star Wars fans, idiots.
There's going to be a meme when Dave says that that pops up on screen. I'm kidding. Okay, I'm going to throw a question out to everyone. In an ideal scenario, G.I. Joe is you know, on the shelves. HasLab is a thing that they do, this pre-order kind of scenario, and you as a fan get to vote on what vehicle would you like to see them do for HasLab for the G.I. Joe 4-inch like classics line or something. What vehicle do you choose that hasn't been seen in the modern era and is, you know, within the realms of reality? Let's not just say flag, pterodrome, etc., etc. Let's keep it within the realms of kind of reality.
I have two that I would have a hard time picking from, and they've never been made as toys. The Cobra space shuttle from the comics. That had, like, the eyeball windows.
Yes, mm-hmm. Yeah.
And the, from the first appearance of the October Guard, the silver, all-terrain vehicle that carried the vamp.
God, I've completely forgotten about that. Yeah.
Those are my two choices.
I've got a bit of work on then to find those images on online. Andrew?
I'd be really excited about a retake on the original Joe headquarters.
Oh,
nice.
Yeah.
Nice.
Incorporating some of the elements from the animation.
Oh, brilliant.
Yeah, that would be about the only one.
On a larger scale as well, right? Right.
Stuff like that.
Giant,
that would be
giant cannon.
Yeah. Be pretty sweet. Yeah.
Awesome. Justin?
Yo, the Cobra transport helicopter would probably be my vote.
Nice.
From the yes.
Is that with like the gap kind of cut out the middle of it so it can kind of carry?
Yeah, with
like
the cart where it can carry something or
cargo or
whatever.
Yep. Awesome. Good shout. Dave?
Robo Skull and a Sea Lion.
Perfect. A round of applause to Dave on Robo
Excellent
Skull.
Excellent choices.
I was going to say Robo Skull.
So, well, don't, you Skull can say
Panoc.
It again.
Skull
can,
Panoc.
Trypticon. Potato.
Versus
a potato skull. A potato skull. Brian.
I would love to see them do like a souped up APC. So you take your Z-Force APC, but maybe you're kind of making it a little bit bigger. You know, not 4 feet long, but enough that you could really pack that in there with action figures.
Four-foot-long APC. It'd be amazing.
Hiya Toys just produced one, or they're planning to produce one.
Jesus, yeah.
Tombstorming down a hill.
You could have your kind of, you know, medical bay in there with, you know, where Doc can kind of set up the stretcher and stuff. You know, maybe kind of kit out the, you know, the driver's compartment with a little bit more detail, and where you have your kind of gun turret up top. Again, like in the Z-Force APC, it's like little control stickers inside that turret. So again, they could probably do a little bit more work in that. Maybe a weapons rack inside. That's all.
Awesome.
Not a big ask.
You've got a big ask.
Not a big ask.
Paddy.
Just because I know the tooling is gone for definite, the Thunder Machine, the Dreadnought.
Sorry.
The Dreadnought Thunder Machine.
Ooh, nice, nice.
Would be my pick, because I know Daryl said at a JoeCon a couple of years ago that he has looked for that tooling and it is definitely gone. So that'll be an awesome one to recreate. And also a new version of the Night Raven that is more like the classic one than the Rise of Cobra one is, with the drone and all that sort of stuff. That would fit a couple of figures and then a figure or two in the drone as well.
Well, yeah, for me, it's got to be the Robo Skull. Obviously, that goes without saying. But then on top of that, things like the Whale, as Dave mentioned before, that would be a nice one to kind of do. But I'd love to, I would personally, in something that hasn't actually seen the light of day in a toy, and that's the giant Cobra kind of f***ing cartoon helicarrier thing with the huge Cobra kind of sticking
there's
out the back of it.
There's multiple versions of that too.
There are.
There's ones that just look like the Shield helicarrier.
Yeah, yeah.
There's what about that Cobra Sentinel robot?
And on that bombshell, we will bring it to a close. That's it for this installment of the Full Force News Burst. Thank you to my awesome co-hosts, Eric, Andrew, Paddy, Brian, and Dave. Shout out to Eddie and Adam, who hopefully will get to read
it. Justin, who you forgot to name.
Sorry, Justin, I know you're there. Okay, I'm starting again. Eric, Adam,
he left
Justin.
The meeting early.
I said Adam as
just
well.
Just for you.
No, that's true, actually. So, okay, so let's start again. Eric, Andrew, Justin.
No, it's too late.
Paddy, Brian, and Dave. Shout out to Eddie and Adam, who couldn't be on tonight, but will reappear on the next one, hopefully. We'll see you next time, and as always, full force. Make sure you get involved with the discussion by liking, sharing, and commenting on these videos. And as always, you can keep up with the show after listening by following on Twitter at The Full Force, liking the Facebook page, facebook.com/TheFullForce. And if you would like to contact the show, you can message us on either of these platforms with feedback, questions, or to say, who do you think you are? A serious operation now? No, not even close. Look out for more of these news bursts that we are posting on the Facebook page from now on. Full Force.